yeah, I'm going to take Brady and the Buccaneers to cover 6.5 against the Chargers. That's the one the most I can't see. Dallas Cowboys will let you down in life. It's not a surprise to me. But even if the Bucks like half turn up here, they still have to beat the Chargers by more than a touchdown.
Yeah. Okay. What's your second? Is it Dallas or is it the Packers?
I'll take Packers. Yeah, I just don't trust Dallas. But I mean, they everything says to me that they should win that game and look good this week. But I'd trust Green Bay more. But it's not that I trust even Green Bay more. Mm-hmm. It's that anybody can pull ahead of Atlanta at the end. Atlanta could be winning. They could be winning that game by 7, and your spread
and
you'll
cover. All right. I'm going out there. I'm going for it, Billy. I'm going for it. I'm going for the glory. No guts, no glory, right? Is that what they say? I'm going with my number one pick, Cincinnati, to beat Jacksonville.
Okay.
It is scary, though, because I don't know which Jacksonville shows up, you know?
Well, no, that's it.
Or which Cincinnati.
I would take Cincinnati to even win in Jacksonville, so I don't think that's a big. I mean, I did consider that. It came up quite early in the show, and then a few of these came along, and it was with Dallas and the Browns. I was expecting a higher number, closer to 7. Mm-hmm. With the Bucks and the Chargers, I was expecting a higher number, something like between 9 and 10. And our number is exactly where I expected it, but I just think somehow Atlanta still gets too much respect from the books. They're a fucking disaster. Mm-hmm. But the Cowboys and the Bucks games were the two that surprised me the most. The Bengals didn't. When I see they were like 3-point favorites, I was like, yeah, that's right. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't play it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good one. What was your second?
My second one is Dallas minus the 4.5.
Right.
I just don't trust Cleveland for shit. I don't. Dallas should be better than what the fuck they're showing. They need to have one of those games that they, you know, put a statement on. I don't even think they put a statement on the Atlanta game. I think that's more on Atlanta being fucking morons. Because they had no right coming back. All the other team had to do was fall on that fucking ball. And they lose that game. So. Welcome to our NFL Pick'em Show. I'm from the Lingus Mafia podcast. My name is Cav Manning. Along with the usual, Mr. Billy Body. Good afternoon, Mr. Body.
Good evening.
Yes. Evening. In the real world, well, I don't know if I'm in the real world anymore with what the fuck goes on in America now. But over here, it's high noon, so...
I would rather live in the place that says fuck the COVID. We don't care.
That's the problem. Ignoring it does not make it go away. That's the problem. Neither does
hiding in a fucking trash can.
The problem is only half did hide in trash can. So those dirty motherfuckers who are out there keep the fucker alive. And you know what? If everyone went out and all just wore the mask, everything wide open, wear a mask, it's still fucking done. But they can't do that because, God forbid, you tell somebody to do something. If you told them the opposite and said, no matter what you do, do not wear a mask, everyone would be wearing a mask because they're a bunch of fucking assholes.
Is that I am that person. I don't wear the mask. I refuse. I'm not doing the mask. Already...
Well, over here, you have to in a lot of places. Like, to go into any grocery store, you have no choice.
Oh, I went and got a re-prescription for my asthma inhaler from when I was a teenager. just so I can have it in my pocket. Because if you wave it, you get away with it. When they're like, do you have a mask? And I'll be like, no, I have this.
I have this piece of paper with my notes.
Oh, you can have,
you can have like various things to get out of it. But I, on Prince list, I, on principle, I do it because I
just
stayed in.
Just be a dick.
No. It's not that. It's because I stayed in. I did everything that they wanted to. They said to do. Yeah. It didn't work, and it wasn't because everybody just disobeyed it. Because enough people did it. It was just a fucking stupid idea. Because if you're saying this thing started with one dude ate a bat, right?
Yeah.
Which it didn't. It certainly didn't. It certainly
come from a lab somewhere.
It's certainly a chemical weapon that's gone wrong. But at the end of the day, however it spread, because it didn't spread. Because if you're fucking in Tahiti or some shit like, mm-hmm. and something happened in Wuhan, there's no way it got to you. Like it's impossible for it to have traveled this far around.
You don't think people travel and go places? Because there are places that didn't get shit because nobody goes to these fucked up places.
Yeah, there isn't that many, though.
Like, I think Sweden is good. Sweden, has nothing and never did because they know what the fuck. Sweden is always just good.
No,
I don't
know.
That's
not true. Sweden had it bad. They just ignored it because Sweden have achieved herd immunity, which means that enough people got it, but not a lot of people died from it. Because A, their medical system was in place was good. B, they told the elderly people to stay in, and they did a elderly person lockdown. They did an over 60s lockdown. I think I don't know what I don't know that part as fact what the age was, but it was definitely they did an elderly lockdown. So their principle was shield the vulnerable, everybody get on with it, and it'll go away. We can't stop living, and they didn't. So. This is the thing. They stopped everybody from living. You were never, ever, ever, ever going to get it down to zero unless every person was made to stay in. And they knew that that wasn't going to happen. So that would have made it a stupid idea in the first place. But I think enough people did it for us to get it down to near enough as low as it would go. We were getting 20 deaths a day or something, or even less than that. I think at one point I remember seeing there was a day where we had no deaths.
I can't even imagine such a thing. Not here.
Yeah, because there's too many people in your fucking country.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking people.
There's 65 million here. So we had days with zero deaths. And then we had this statistic saying that 80% of the towns in the UK don't even have any cases. And yes, it got really, really low. And then Boris started this scheme. It was let's get the economy going. Help out, eat out to help out. From Monday to Friday, it was 50. If as long as you went out and you didn't order in, as long as you actually went out to a restaurant or a pub, you would get 50% off your meal.
Jesus.
And the government were paying the other 50%.
Wow.
Yeah, So all these restaurants, and they were all rammed. I know restaurants that doubled their receipts because of how to say they were even more rammed than they actually were.
Sure.
So because the government were paying for anywhere and they weren't checking. So. They actually then, through this and kids returning to school, the virus came back. And I'm not even saying that that was the wrong thing to do or that sending kids back to school was the wrong thing to do. But you then showed that by going straight back to normal, the virus just comes straight back. So you locked down, you went back to normal, and it failed. So what you've learned there is every time you lock down and go back to normal, it will fail. So what's the point of locking down again? The kids will have to go to school, and people will need to eat out. Maybe they're... The ridiculous scheme wasn't the best way to go so soon afterwards, but at the end of the day, it didn't work. And the thing is that to turn around and then to come through it and then to go backwards and to blame people for not abiding by the rules, what rules? You told us all to go out and have a fucking good time when you thought it was done. So
you guys are as fucked up as we are with leadership, aren't you?
So I don't understand what rules people... We see everybody walking around with a mask. It's the law. Unless people like me just who get away with it, but I'm actually not doing it because I just think it's fucking stupid. I just feel look, if you're old and vulnerable, wear a mask or stay in until it goes away. Or if you want a vaccine, then take the vaccine. But I don't want no part of the vaccine. I don't want no part of the mask. I don't want no part of the watching these sports with no fans. Look, it is what it is. If it gets you, it gets you. That's it. It's the same as everything else that was going to get you. It's the same as look, I'm not wearing a mask now. I barebacked over 150 girls with zero consideration as to what would happen to me.
Yeah, I see. No. Yeah, I mean, you've been insane from way back.
So, so, So you think I'm gonna wear a mask for this?
Yeah, I would rather wear the fucking rubber than wear the mask. That's 100% sure.
Right.
I'll deal with the fucking super flu over fucking having a kid.
Right. I didn't care about that or this. Like, the consequences are the consequences. I've always, throughout my life, been consistent with putting the good time before my
You
health.
Are not a hypocrite. So, that's 100% true.
You have to have a
fuck
good time.
Fuck seatbelts. I'm not doing anything. Do you wear a seatbelt? Do you wear a helmet to go on a motorcycle?
I wear a seatbelt because if I don't wear a seatbelt, my car goes ding.
Oh,
ding,
God, yeah.
Ding.
You're the type that puts the seatbelt on and then sits in the seat. So it's behind you.
Yeah, I don't think you can get. Sometimes, like, you know, that strap, the seatbelt strap that goes across you. I do sometimes stick that behind my back, so it's quite annoying. But the car I have now, it's not an issue at all, the way it's all set up. But yeah, my attitude has pretty much been the same. It's like, it was okay. I didn't have a problem with locking down. Like, we needed to, like, at least try it. But the fact is, the time scale only ever needed to be as long or even a couple of weeks past what the virus is. And the logic was simple. It's asymptomatic for 2 weeks and then you get it for 2 weeks, right? So that's two weeks plus two weeks is like 28 days. So to be on the safe side, everyone should have shut up shop and stayed in for 28 days. And I'm even talking about that they wanted to do it properly. People should have been made to, like, order food.
Well, there you go. But that's what I'm saying. Nobody did any of this.
But they didn't tell us to do any of this. In China and other places, they actually had a service where it would be like, you stay in and even your groceries.
Well, here they told us to do that. They had it where it was only essential workers go out and stay the fuck home. But from the fucking top, he was not saying you have to do that. Like, lead by example. You saw him wear a mask twice ever. And it was like, he just didn't want to fucking do it. He's like, fuck the system. And it all comes from, he needs the economy to do good. So it's like, fuck it. Like, I feel like I'm a child when I'm like, the NFL is coming back, but it might not because of COVID. And I'm like, fuck it, play, barrel through, I don't care. That's how he is with the fucking old country. I don't care. We need the economy to go up because I'll look horrible if it fails. Fuck everyone, go, 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 which is not the proper fucking way. So that's what his problem was. He's just pushing, fucking go, everyone get to work, fuck this, I don't care, like a child. And I think if it was during a non-election time, I think he'd say, okay, everyone fucking lock up, because who cares? You would get rid of it, you'd be a fucking hero, and you have 2 more years before the vote comes up anyway. Now it's the exact same time that you have to vote on him. He's like, fuck, I'm getting fucked from all ways. By the way, this is an NFL show, Billy.
Yeah, but it's all linked together because
we want crowds in the fucking stands.
We want crowds in the stands, and the NFL obviously knew what Florida was going to do because that's why the Super Bowl's there. And that's why all the sports have been there, and that's why WrestleMania's
going to be. Well, it's planned well ahead of time. The Super Bowl thing's like 2 years in advance.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you look, it'll already say what next year's Super Bowl, where it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know it. I know that. I know it already is planned. But I thought there was some kind of changeover to Florida. I didn't know it was the original.
No, it was always Miami, I guess. I mean, Miami gets it so fucking often. It's always Miami, Tampa, Jackson.
And that's why I thought that, because I knew that I'd seen one in Miami recently.
Yeah, it just happens to fucking roll around where you figure if Miami was a good team, they'd have a lot of home field Super Bowls, but no one could ever get to their own home fucking Super Bowl.
So that's going to be happening in Florida. Like, so they say. So the Dolphins and the Bucks and the Jags. So I don't think anyone's going to the Jags games, but all the others are going to be having, like, people there.
Well, it's up to the teams if they want to allow the fans in or not. So the NFL says, or the city says, okay, gatherings are allowed, but they're a private thing. So they could say, we'll allow or we won't allow. I don't know how it went from, you know, a quarter full to okay, full. I mean, maybe go within 50%. How about we, you know, take step? I mean, I'm fine with it a quarter. There's people. There's some noise. Kansas City looked good the other day because there was, you know, smatterings of people. That's fine. That's all I need. You know, like I said, it hasn't affected me much without the fans, really. And you do not want fans in your team's stadium, Billy, because Green Bay is the fucking epicenter of the plague at this point. They have, like, the fucking most cases of this shit. So you want them to cough on fucking Rodgers in Green Bay. That's what you need.
Why would there be loads of COVID in Green Bay?
Well, I think mostly it's because it's Wisconsin. And Wisconsin is very much they're Trump-esque. It's a swing state. It could kind of go both ways. But they're very Republican. And for some reason... the disease now is fucking political, which makes no fucking sense. You figure this is what you would unite everybody, but it doesn't. And so they're very, you know, they follow what Trump says. So if he says, fuck this, go about your normal lives, then they're all infecting each other. And they go, what? There's no such thing. So that's the problem, is if he would tell all his sheep, hey, let's all fucking buckle down, it's solved over here. But he refuses to do that kind of shit. So Wisconsin is a fucking plague, and for some reason it is like clustered in fucking Green Bay from there, because there's nothing to do there and everybody's on top of each other. I used to live in Wisconsin, and I remember I went back years later and I said, so what is there to do here? And I didn't drink at the time, and they go, oh, all the kids go down here to the fucking bar. And I go, yeah, well, what if you don't drink? And I had like a fucking an Orange Crush in my hand, and she goes, you go fucking home and drink Orange Crush and stare at the wall. So I'm like, there. It's only drugs and drinking in Wisconsin. There's nothing else to do because half the fucking time is winter time over there. So now, first of all, Billy, I want to pull your hair back for you. I want to gather your hair very nicely, very gently, with care. I want to pull it back. You know, kind of like when you help someone when they're throwing up, you pull their hair back for them, right? I want to pull your hair back a little bit. And I want to position you underneath Tom Brady's balls. And I want you to open wide, and I want you to lather this man's penis, his shaft, the balls, and maybe even go back to his asshole a little bit for some rimming. Because I want you to suck this man's cock like you have never before. Because all I hear from you every fucking game, by the way, is Tom is done. Tom is horrible, because there is one play in the first quarter where Tom will fuck up and throw a pick six. And I reply to you, motherfucker, if he comes back, I want you to suck that dick. And your reply is, he hasn't come back since the last game of last year. He's done. He's finished. Ladies and gentlemen, by the end of that game last week, Billy's texting me pictures of Tom going, Tom's back. He's the man. This guy is great. So it all comes down to the money for Billy.
Well, that was my lock. My 100% record was on the line.
So he's angry at people when he's not getting his way from someone.
Should we clear up quickly before we the clip at the top of the show, what that was about?
Yeah, we were giving our locks last week, and Billy ended up posting on his site that my lock was Dallas. And so when he sent it to me, I said, that was my secondary lock. And I said it on the show, so we had proof, and don't try to get around. You know, when we're wrong, we'll say we're wrong. When we're right, we say we're right. And we've been doing now, we've gone into, instead of just giving one pick every week, we say, fuck it, let's do two. Because we hadn't missed. So I said my first pick was Cincinnati for my lock, which won. And then I said Dallas, and they were only giving five. Dear fucking God, 100% wrong. Dallas is a fucking joke with zero fucking defense. They gave up the most yards rushing they have in the history of their franchise in one game. It was over 300 yards. And so I lost that one. So when you combine our totals, we've only lost one lock, and that is a secondary lock, and that is on my side of a loss. Otherwise, every game that has been a lock, we've fucking won.
Yeah, 15 out of 15 and one.
That's fucking something.
I tell you what was most concerning to me. was that I posted this out.
How's it 15, by the way? How many locks are we fucking giving? For locks, it's only two every time, but each of us, right? Okay, I'm off. I'm crazy. Never mind. I'm thinking of one person. I'm like, isn't that Adam? I'm like, 2, 4, 6? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. It's two people. Yeah. So what was most concerning was that, like, I posted this out. I sent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And because I always give out your lock and my lock every week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like, give out a few other plays, like, what I deem to be kind of the best of the show, and then a couple of other bits of shit that I researched during the week. And if I see something that a lot of people I respect is on,
yeah,
I'll take it. Like, I wasn't that high on the Panthers on the show, but then mm-hmm. I saw, like, a few experts. One of them was our robot friend from YouTube, and Carolina became like a trendy pick for me, and it fucked up. But actually, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna, like, piss on these people, because for a few weeks I've added those consensus plays to my official plays, and they've all been working out, because we've been having a really, really good year. My record actually in the NFL for what I've picked officially is 23-6. So that's all good. But I posted this out, and then you brought it up immediately. And the clients that I have, the people that I've subscribed to my site, I put this podcast on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that on so they can go.
Wait, you put it on the website, you mean?
Yeah, I put it on my LockBang site. So it goes on the day sheet. Mm-hmm. And then I also post the link on the LockBang site. And I tell the guys, listen to it. This is our NFL show. We're always going to bet the locks. Try and bet them early so you can get the numbers in the week. This week, it actually didn't work out. Well, Tampa did, because it was 6.5 and went to 7.5.
See, that's what killed me. I got it at 7. So
right.
I didn't get it because it was 6. But it fucking tied it.
In most instances, it didn't work. Dallas went to 3.5 mm-hmm. from 5. Cincinnati Bengals went from 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
And the Packers went from 7 to 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
So in all those instances, it was better to wait, except for Tampa. But usually it works the other way around, because the picks, you see, I like to bet them early. But here's the thing. None of these guys were listening to this red hot show. Not one person of my actual clients, of my clientele, decided that they were going to listen to the show and bet the picks early. What they wanted to do is wait until I actually posted them and bet them there. So this analysis means nothing to people, which is ridiculous, because we're actually getting a lot of games right. And if you're in some kind of survivor pool or pick pool or just generally you don't have the money to, I guess maybe they've got the money to bet the service, so they're just going to wait for the official stuff to come anyway. So maybe they're the ones that don't need to listen as much. But I just found it interesting that the analysis and everything that we're doing on the show, like this game by game, and picking all these games, they don't want that. They didn't listen. They weren't already on the Bengals, and they didn't need to listen to the show. So I'm actually glad the mistake happened, because I told them what the process was.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's my obligation to even write up the locks, because that should be the part that they should be trained to listen to the locks from the soccer show and the NFL show. So I have included your lock onto my spreadsheet this week. I don't care that I made the mistake. I made the mistake of taking Dallas. So Dallas is going to be on there too. So it's not like I'm saying, oh, I wrote Dallas, but I meant Bengals.
Yeah.
No, I wrote Dallas. So we're going to officially put Dallas on there as a loss.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also evening it out by taking the Bengals as a win. It will be on there.
Oh, sure.
It's their responsibility to listen. It gets posted on the feed. I think it's disrespectful to ignore the analysis, especially when two people are more successful with their picks this year than any other YouTube channel, website, podcast, anything you listen to. Cousin Sal, Vernon Croy, Doc Sports.
And it's funny because you start to question yourself, because
Colin Cowherd is 9-10-1.
Oh, he's terrible at any time. Every time. I would never listen to him. You know, what's funny is you hear these experts, so you start to second guess yourself because you're off on. And I go, maybe I go, they obviously know more than I do. How am I can't pick this. And meanwhile, then our picks are fucking better. So I'm like, why am I talking down to myself? Fuck that. I'm better than they are. Fuck off. I'll tell you the ones I got wrong. I include Tampa, for myself because I got him at 7, which is a push. So you could take it any way you want. When we did the show, it was at 6.5 or 6. So when we picked Tampa, that's when it was. But when I ended up getting my fucking money in, I usually do it the morning of, you know? So that got me fucked. Arizona, I flat out fucking lost. That was for sure. I won New Orleans. I won Buffalo. I lost the Rams because I was like, what the fuck? Why did they... I can't believe they didn't just blow them out. Like, it was tough for them until they finally pulled away. But they couldn't cover 13.5. So I lost that one. I won Cincy, which was my lock. I won Seattle, which was another one. And my long shot that I put money on was Philly. And I fucking won that one. And when I picked it against my buddies, I don't do it with points. I said Philly will flat out win. And I got that. So when it was close, coming down to the end, I go, well, at least with the points, I know I'm going to win money. But I wanted to be right in just the flat out fucking I said so. So I was good with that. And then I had the teaser with Chicago, Vegas, and Philly. And I won that one because I teased all the fucking points. Which I got 10 points with Chicago. I got 10.5 with Vegas. And then Philly jumped to fucking 16. So I fucking easily won that whole thing. I lost Houston because I thought Houston would win flat out over the Vikings. So that was what I did for record. I had a parlay of Seattle, Tampa, Baltimore, and the Rams, and I won that one. So that's what I did this week, Billy. Yeah, I've turned 100 into 400 so far.
My only losses this week were to accidentally take Dallas, which none of us wanted to do. So that was a mistake. I shouldn't even count that.
It was Carolina, a secondary pick. I had to pick one. I picked Dallas.
Yeah. Well, I got confused because there was more talk. I did it because, well, even when you listen back to the clip, we talk more about Dallas than we do the actual reason to take the pick. We talk about how inconsistent they are, how they have to
win. And I can't trust the Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it came down to. I can't trust the Browns, but like you said, you can't trust Dallas. You can't count on Dallas, is what you said.
That's, I mean, that was the standout. That was the standout pick, but it still didn't make my top two because the other two just pulled ahead of it. And then by Monday, everybody's taking fucking Atlanta. So I'm thinking that
again,
I'm doing that thing. It's like
you're second guess yourself. Yeah,
I'm second guessing it. I've watched this, even though I've watched it for years. Even though I've seen Atlanta blow fourth quarter leads and Aaron Rodgers, you know, is the GOAT. I'm watching it and.
The one ring goat. I'll give you that one.
No one's ever done more.
You know, Jim McMahon has more rings than Aaron Rodgers. Go ahead, continue. By the way,
who's done who?
What?
More? They were gonna stick like did more. No one's done more with less on his gravestone.
That's true. That's
I could have gone out there. I could have flown down to Wisconsin without a mask.
Yeah, caught the COVID and gotten a touchdown.
Got COVID and still caught the ball against this team, or he would have like basically just caressed it into my hands.
Do you hear what he said? I don't know if you sent that to me or not. But he said on the Pat McAfee show, he said my down years are some people's career years, and he don't tell a fucking lie. Like I said, I'm a hater just because he's on that team. Otherwise, you know, I agree. He's fucking fantastic. He's fucking great. I don't like him when he's against me. But he's right. His fucking down years where they go, oh, we had a bad year. People would kill to have the fucking year. It's ridiculous. Bill even calls me about the Atlanta game and he goes, what's going on? Because obviously I'm in America and he doesn't get as much news for NFL in England. And he says, What the fuck is going on over there? Why is the number fucking dropping? Is somebody fucking dead? Is someone not playing on Green Bay? Did something happen to Rodgers?
Well, I knew Adams, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think Adams was worth like
a point or two,
like taking this like down.
Oh, that
like,
was the other one I didn't mention that I picked Kansas City and I picked Green Bay for Monday. And then I parlayed them after I picked them each one by one. I parlayed them together. Make a
quick
buck.
So after I checked with you, I parlayed them too. I teased them. Uh-huh. I teased them down to 6 and
Yeah.
6-0.
Yeah, yeah, six and 1 point or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, that it was just stupid. It was like, I forgot what I was even talking about before. Oh, yeah, I was talking about what I got wrong. So yeah, it was that Panthers pick that I the pick against the Panthers, mm-hmm. the pick on the Cardinals,
yeah.
that I got kind of talked into, which wasn't in my initial on my initial list, but everything on my initial list came through. And Dallas was never supposed to go official. It was just the confusion about the Dallas talk. The one pick that I did get completely wrong that I did play was immediately, which I forgot about because it wasn't even on Sunday. I was on the Jets.
Oh, really?
Which I actually fell asleep at one point, and they were like a point up on Thursday. And yeah, I mean, that
yeah,
was just...
see, yeah, I was good on that one. I took Denver in my picks. I didn't put money on anything. I was like, I stayed away from it. And as gambling, as you could tell our listeners, you don't need to bet on every fucking thing. If you're so-so, don't fucking bother. I mean, you'll look back and go, ah, I was leaning on that side. Yeah, how many times has it happened where it's gone the other way? So you could leave some fucking chips at the bottom of the fucking can. You're okay and let it go. But when I have to do my pick-ems with my boys and shit, I picked Denver to fucking win that just because the fucking Jets are the fucking Jets. And they were good for a little bit.
Are you starting to assemble like a list of teams where you want to bet against them every week?
Not really, because of the point thing. When it comes to straight ups, sure. But when people are giving 14 fucking points, that's, I don't like to fucking have anything to do with that. It's just too, like, I took a risk with the Rams and the Giants. I'm like, surely the fucking Rams should kill them. And see, the it's Giants like those are, things, Giants. They go in soft. And I always expect when there is more than one score, and it's, even if they're two touchdowns down, or if it's two touchdowns and a field goal, that is when that team will back the fuck up and let them walk down the field with fucking 5 minutes, 7 minutes to go, and it will fuck your whole point thing up. They will do it every time because they don't need to play tight. So they just try to bleed clock. And they back up, let them catch it, back up, and they'll fuck your point spread up every time.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants are great at covering spreads. I always take them. I took them. I'm 2-2 with them so far. Mm. I took them against... I actually didn't take... I took Pittsburgh in week one, but since then I'm 2-1 with taking the Giants. I didn't take them like officially... the only time I've taken them officially was against Chicago, and they covered. And and yeah, but I took them on my like pools and all that shit against the Rams. But this week, when I was talking about the auto fades, I've lost for 2 weeks in a row, and officially lost for 2 weeks in a row, because the Arizona Cardinals have been client pays every single week so far, starting from week one when I took 7.5 points against the 49ers, mm-hmm. all the way up until this week where I took them to beat the Panthers and they lost. And my first loss of this entire season was 5.5 points, which they didn't cover against the Lions, right? Mm-hmm. So, it was my second loss. The first loss was My first loss of the entire season was the Las Vegas Raiders beating the Saints. I don't know if that came before or after. Oh, yes, it came before. That was week two, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. No, it was
week... Yeah, it was. It was, okay. Because we beat them in week three. Yeah, so Arizona and the Lions was my first loss on a Sunday, but my second loss overall. So I then took them again last week. So now I'm like, I've lost with them officially 2 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. This week, you'd think I'd be burned with them. But because of who they're playing, because of how bad they are, I'm thinking of taking the Cardinals as my lock this week. That's that's the team that burned me for 2 weeks. But I even think it's not just because they owe me. It's just because whoever's playing the Jets will win and cover.
Hmm. Well, let's get to it, because we're already 30 minutes in. We haven't done one fucking pick.
That's because the schedule looks smaller to me this week.
I think people finally get... Are people getting a week off this week? I don't think so.
We're off this week.
Oh, yes. Then people are getting a week off. So, Tampa Bay goes into Chicago to start this thing off. Billy, I'll have my pants down and watching this game, because I have my team and I have my boyfriend. Unlike Billy, he don't have to hold my hair back. I hold back for myself. You know, before last week's game, I actually was thinking about getting some balls and picking Chicago to fucking win this game. Chicago has no offense. It doesn't matter who's in there. They have no offense. They're offensive is what they are. They're not. They don't have offense.
Oh, wait. You told me that the Colts are going to get to the championship.
I'm saying the Colts are getting to the AFC championship. I'll say it here. So if this happens, we should remind us. No, not because they beat them, because I actually saw them. I haven't sat and watched the Colts game. I have them on. I have the five TVs going, but I haven't like studied a fucking game of them. The defense is number one. It was number one going into that game. That offensive line is fantastic. The defensive line's fantastic. The corners are fucking they're fucking good. Their weakest link is Rivers when he decides to goofy shit. That is a very, very good team. I'm telling you, you need to, if you have a chance to watch. When that game was 7-3, I thought it was over. It was so fucking weird to watch. There was no rhythm on Bears offense. It was just every third down couldn't do shit. No one could rush. They rushed for 28 fucking yards. I mean, Christ. Who's that bad? The Bears aren't that bad. 28 yards. They could at least run the fucking ball. That, I was like, no, they will fucking be very good this year. And I started the year saying, I don't see why anyone thinks they're good. They're good. I don't know if... I think the coach is a big problem with Chicago because he wants to call the plays. Now, I understand that because that's the fun part about being a coach, isn't it? That you get... Like, I would like to call the offensive plays. That's what I wouldn't even want to be the head coach. I want to call the plays. Less responsibility, but they want the paycheck, so you have to be a head coach. He has an offensive coordinator that is not... It's name only. He calls the fucking plays. He's a great actual head coach, like motivator, talking. Everyone likes him. He does that job very well. He can't call plays for shit because he tries to do razzle-dazzle shit. He outthinks himself, does stupid fucking shit, throws a fucking 4-yard fucking out when they need 7 yards. It's dumb shit. So now it's proving because Trubisky's not in there. You have Foles, and that's who he wanted the whole time, and it still doesn't fucking work. So it's not the quarterback. It's the fucking coach. Tom's a fucking monster. As I said, the further they go along, Tom is going to get a repartee with his... get a nice rapport with his receivers. And... You know, by like week 10, I think they're really fucking dangerous at that point. Now you could still, you still have time. Sure, you're going to get some pick six, this and that, and Billy will say he's done with until he hoists another fucking trophy over his fucking head. Hoist one. I would say Tampa's favored here, and I would say Tampa's at least favored by 6.5.
No. You've only got to lay 3 points.
I'm taking Tampa all fucking day in this. Only 3 fucking points.
Yeah, it's that revenge situation of
Foles and Foles. Brady.
I don't know how this team were 3-0, but I think they'll be.
Oh, I know how they were 3-0. It was all. It's fucking shrubbery. That's all it is. It's all. It's disguising shit. I was never delusions of grandeur. Going, look at my team. How far I watched the games. I see what the fuck. They escape with their lives. The 3 fucking games, they escape with their lives. They could easily be fucking 0-4. Very easily. So you take the 3-0, you go, fuck it, I'll take it. It helps me get to a playoff, you know, if you can. But, no way. This, they need to fix a lot of shit. Will I be a 1,000,000,000% surprised if the Chicago wins? I won't be. Crazy surprised. I do think they have potential. They have great receivers. Their offensive line's bad. They have a great running back. Their fucking quarterback is very serviceable. I don't say he's the fucking greatest. The guy did win the fucking Super Bowl. He did take them the end of the year and fucking roll and become a Super Bowl MVP. He can't. And they do have the coaches from Philly that know him, so that helps. I don't know if Frank Reich is the one who fucked over Foles last game because he's the one who helped build Foles, so he knows what he does, knows what he likes. So coaching against him, that might have helped the Colts. to shut him down, so he didn't look good. But it wasn't like he was missing things and off. The corners were on the receiver's asses. So there was no... You'd have to thread needles and shit. So, for only 3 points, though, I'm taking Tampa Bay to... maybe it starts off slow again for them, but I'm taking Tampa. Better coach, better quarterback.
All right, where you go next?
Las Vegas goes to Kansas City. I would say, of course, Kansas City is favored. I don't know if Kansas City likes to play down to their opponent. That's what it seems like.
How do you have that next?
That's what it has. That's what it had on ESPN for me. That's what the order it went. Because they're a morning game? Are they a morning game or no?
They are, yeah. They are a morning game.
All right. I would say Kansas City is favored by 6.5.
No.
Less or more?
13. 13 points.
I can't do that. 13 points. That's a lot. Vegas, sure, people have gotten the fucking COVID recently this week, a couple of the Raiders. But I'm like, everybody Kansas City has to play has fucking the flu. I would take Vegas if I have to do it with points. I don't think they're going to get fucking blown out.
The Chiefs played on Monday, but the Chiefs played in Kansas City, so they're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it makes a difference. I think Vegas are the ones that have to make this trip across. Yeah, I think the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's not far
by two touchdowns. The Vegas have gone a little bit cold. I mean, they've lost two matches where I expected them to lose. So I don't know if it's fair to say they've gone cold, but the schedule's rough because. I mean, right? They should rightfully be 1-4. When you looked at them at the start of the season, their schedule was rough, and they could be 1-4. So that win against Saints is a bonus. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're not going to win here. It's just going to be a case of how competitive they'll be. But I think the Chiefs will want to.
Yeah, it's how close can they get it? Because I don't see. Yeah, they're not going to win.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs will want to start better because it took them 3 quarters to score any points. On
I could see them
well,
lose so. By 10. I can't see two touchdowns. Like I said, they let somebody fucking walk down. They could be up by 17, and there's 5 minutes left, and they will let them get a touchdown. And there goes your fucking shit. Does that sound like it could happen, though? I mean, they could be up 17 with 5 minutes to go, and they will back up.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's not one of my...
Locks.
It's not my game to bet. No, I don't think so.
The Rams go into Washington. They have switched their quarterback, and Alex Smith is the second quarterback now. Allen is the starting quarterback, so Haskins is third. Obviously, I would pick the Rams, but they have to. They do have to travel cross country. I would say they are favored by. I want to say 10 or 10.5.
No, they're only favorite by 7.
I don't like when it's right on a fucking... I need those halves, you know? I'm like, 6.5, I'd be a lot more confident than I would at exactly 7.
This team is weird, like, because this Rams have a weird cross-country record. They're 7-1 ATS and straight up in an Eastern time zone. And their only loss only came to Buffalo recently.
Hmm.
And they were winning that game as well. So,
all right. Buffalo goes into Tennessee. If Tennessee is even playing again this week, because they have more people who have the plague. Tennessee hasn't looked that fucking great to me. Like, they've won, and they're 3-0, but I think it's a lot of patchwork. Buffalo is looking very good. I would say Buffalo is favored, and I would say Buffalo is favored by 4.
I don't have it, I don't think. Hold on. Check another site.
They might.
I don't have
missed.
It anywhere. I don't,
yeah, they might be changing stuff up because of the whole fucking plague.
It's not on two sites, so maybe it's not happening.
Well, they haven't announced that it's not happening. So maybe they're adjusting a line. Maybe by the end of the show, we'll check back and see if it's up yet. Philly. Oh, what do you think of that game anyway? What do you think, straight up, Buffalo should win?
Oh, I need to see the spread. Where
but just
at?
Straight up, I mean. It's in Tennessee. No points with anybody. Well, who do you think's winning?
You know, I think there would be some benefits of being this rested, to be honest. That's if it happens this week.
But then it's like, have you been practicing at all either? Because they've shut down the facility.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so. Yeah, then I would probably take Buffalo then if that angle is not there.
Philly, who's 1-2-1, going into Pittsburgh, who is 3-0. Philly is not that great. Obviously, as we have seen, Pittsburgh is rolling. Ben looks good again. I wouldn't say they're world beaters.
They got a rest last week.
Yes, they did. And I would say Pittsburgh wins this. I would say Pittsburgh is favored by, I'll go with 6.5.
It's 7 at the moment, I think. Mm. But I think off that win, there is some money going on. No, it's still 7. It's a solid 7.
They're in their own state, you know, Battle of Pennsylvania. I think I would actually go with Pittsburgh in this to cover the 7.
Yeah. Yeah, I think last week, I don't know what to make of that win against the 49ers. I don't know if it's some kind of false dawn.
49ers are hurt like a motherfucker. That's what that is. They had a fucking backup quarterback and then the third string quarterback. So,
do you know who's top of the NFC East?
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Because they have a tie, so they're in first place. If it ended today, they were in the fucking playoffs, baby. Oh, I wish I was in that division. Arizona, 2-2.
So I'm gonna take the Steelers, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. Arizona goes into the Jets, 0-4 Jets, 2-2 Arizona. I would say, since Arizona has looked semi-human, I would say the point spread isn't crazy. And if it's not crazy, I think you take Arizona all day. Because is it more than 7 or is it just 7?
It's just 7.
How about that? I don't think you ever said what it was. That's why I was like, You know what? I would take Arizona. Only fucking 7. They got to win by more than a fucking losses. Touchdown. Yeah.
This is a weird sport. This is a weird
bounce
sport.
Back, you know?
Yeah, this is a weird sport where you're looking for bounce backs quite often as opposed to when you're betting stuff like soccer. Sometimes... Or even like individual sports, when people lose form, they lose form for a while, and you start to question what's going on with the coach and everything. Whereas in this situation, you look at this team and go, well, they have to win. They have to win, and they have to look good eventually. And Arizona should, after coming through that San Francisco game on week one, like their schedule hasn't been that bad. They should actually be 4-0, but those two losses in the last 2 weeks have been pretty bad. So I think they need to get back on track here. I think there'd be a roundabout where you would expect they should be 4-1 after this game, but they're 3-2 and you'll accept it because upsets can happen. Mm-hmm. Plus a couple of teams they beat, like Detroit, who beat them, were actually supposed to be good this year, but they turned out to not be, as we saw last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were good for 5 minutes and then they weren't.
Jacksonville, who's 1-3, goes into Planet Houston, who had just fired their coach. And you know they fired him because this week they're actually going to win the fucking game and they don't want him to look good. I would say Houston is favored in this one, but I think they're favored by, oh God, I don't even know if I want to say 3 more than 2.5, but around that.
No, they're still laying 6.5 points.
6.5. Oh, that might be a little much. 6.5. See, when Jacksonville looks like shit, they look like shit, you know?
Do you think they looked shit last week against the Bengals?
I think it took a while, and then they did. Because it wasn't. In the beginning, I was like, fuck, this is tight. And then then it got fucking rolling. Just because Burrow is fucking so good. 6.5. Houston hasn't shown that they can fucking do anything. But new coach, getting rid of that fucking... You know what? If I have to, I'm picking Houston.
So the new coach comes in straight away, does he?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's not like a caretaker?
No, he's already there. He's their defensive coordinator. So.
Oh, right. So they promoted him.
Yeah, totally. You just go, okay, take over the rest of the year while they think about what they're going to do.
All right, so that's
yeah, former Super Bowl champion, former defensive coordinator for Patriots, Romeo Crennel, back in the early days when it was him and Weiss.
But I would still say that's caretaker charge. But I would still take them here too. Yeah. It's not my.
He was the head coach of the Browns, I believe, for a little while. Legitimately.
It's not my favorite pick because I can see the Jags I can see the Jags winning this outright,
mm-hmm.
just because they at least can put up points, and Deshaun Watson doesn't seem to have anyone to give the ball to.
Yeah, one guy is throwing a Fuller all day. Cincinnati goes into Baltimore. The 1-2-1 Bengals go into the 3-1 Baltimore. I would pick Baltimore, of course, to win this one. However, I would say Baltimore's favorite 8.5.
Trying to find it. Don't know if this one's gone too.
Hmm.
Any issues you've heard? Oh no, it's 13.
Got 13. Just 13, 13.5. 13. I wouldn't really want to touch this one. Cincinnati is not awful. They hang in. I wouldn't want to touch this. You always think, you go, Baltimore's so good. And people do play down. They go, it's the Bengals. And then they realize, oh, fuck. This isn't the same garbage, you know? And Burrow's in there. Baltimore needs to get the pass rush. That's the problem.
These, like, divisional rivalries is difficult to cover. Yeah. Spreads of over a touchdown anyway, so... I think I would take the 13. Whereas earlier I took the Chiefs here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take Baltimore here. I think this was going to be a much closer game. For me, it's a different kind of 13 to the other one because this one I think will actually be close. Mm-hmm. Although obviously Ravens will win.
Sure.
I think it will fall between that, you know, 5 to 13 point region, mm-hmm. and not be a blowout like the other game.
Yeah.
Whereas I think that one is going to be Kansas is going to be winning,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be a case of whether they get backdoored. Whereas this one's going to be a case of the game's close. Are Ravens
pull away late?
Going to pull away late? It's a different mindset. I'm scared of both, to be honest, because I don't want to need anything to pull away late, and I hate that backdoor when it's like fucking 2 minute warning, and the team that you've bet against are driving down the field, and there's no fucking defense and the coverage is like as soft as mm-hmm. anything. Yeah.
Carolina goes into Atlanta. Boy, oh fucking boy. Atlanta can score. I'm actually picking Atlanta just to win this game flat out. God, I think it's at a pick 'em.
Yep.
Wow, look at that. Fucking bullseye, baby. That's how close that is.
And try to pick him.
And I picked Atlanta.
and the site I use, there's like some various guys that write for it. Like the writers give their picks, mm-hmm. if they want to write about that game. This one, nobody has chosen to make a pick.
Wow. Yeah, I'm taking Atlanta. Not jumping up and down, but decently, I'm picking Atlanta. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they like... have to
they're not gonna go defeated, right?
Yeah, it's -1 now to in Atlanta, so that's obviously where people have put their money down. Mm-hmm. I have those injuries that they had picked up in the Packers game and going in, some going in as well, but they have to beat this Carolina team here. This obviously has to represent an opportunity. Plus Carolina came off a really big win last week as an underdog against the Cardinals, so this is kind of a crossover. Normally, without even knowing anything about the players and the situations and everything, you usually do end up blindly playing bounce backs versus letdown spots, with the letdown spots being teams off of a really big win and who are smelling themselves, and teams who have let themselves down the week before. But I mean, Atlanta have let themselves down every week, so I don't know. There doesn't seem to be any bounce back there.
Miami's going into San Francisco. I believe Jimmy G will be playing again because they need this one badly, because the schedule turns to hell after. So I would say San Francisco is favored here, but I think they're only favored. You know what? Maybe they're favored by 7.
No, they're favored by 9 points.
You know, I won't be surprised if Miami actually wins.
No, this used to be, when you see this game, I think, remember, I wasn't watching football properly yet, but I was aware of it. And I was aware of these two teams, I think, in the late 80s, maybe early 90s at some point. I think these were the two biggest teams at some point. Have these two ever been the two biggest teams at any point? Like, together?
Sure, they've been in the Super Bowl against each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that in
the, and that's
was
when that Marino in lost. And he never went back again. I think it was like 83.
Okay.
83.
Yeah,
what do you think about this? Is it too big of a spread? Kind of hard to tell?
Yeah, I think Miami could. Miami should have beaten Seattle last week. They had chances to win. Well, not should have beaten, but they were level with them and had chances to pull ahead. Like, they could have gone into the lead several times, and that's as late as the third and fourth quarters. So yeah, I think, I don't know, this. I don't think this San Francisco team are going to make the playoffs. There's just too many. The NFC is like too stacked.
Yeah, it's going to get real rough for them too soon, and there's too many injuries.
I think they should have a rule, though, that if one division doesn't have more than 6 wins, that they lose their place.
No shit.
No one from the East would then make it.
Yeah.
So
they don't deserve it. Yeah, that'll be funny, because the third place in the NFC West will have more than the East's first place, and they won't get in. Denver goes into New England. I don't know if Cam is playing or not. I assume he is, if he passes his tests. If he is, I would say they're favored by fucking 10. Do they have them even listed now, because they don't know yet?
They're currently favored by 10. but I don't know whether you can bet it yet. It's not on a betting site. It's on the write up site. Yeah, so they're probably waiting. I think the rules on this were, if you test positive twice, then you have it.
Yeah.
But if you test positive once, you only need to like self isolate for 14 days. Or
that's the thing. It's like 2 weeks. Yeah.
2 weeks if you test twice. But if you have the false positive when they test you, then you're in. Or there's the other one. If you've been around people that have it, you need to like
stay it out for a little bit. See if you catch it.
For 7 days, yeah. So it's like 7, 10, 14, I think. So,
well, we might not have Mahomes. Not sure yet, which might fuck that line up pretty good. Because Gilmore, who has it from the Patriots, is face-to-face with fucking Mahomes multiple times in the game, talking like helmet to helmet. So Mahomes might end up with it. You don't know yet.
I doubt it. You're overestimating how serious and contagious this thing is.
I think it's very contagious. I don't think it's serious when it comes to like youth dying, or, you know, I think they're sick and they're back to it when they're in shape and young. But catching it, I think if he was face to face and had the flu, you would catch the flu. And somebody's talking and spraying shit in your face? Fuck. The Giants go into Dallas. Oh, fuck. Do I have to even fucking bother with this game? I think Dallas wins this one. I think Dallas is favored by... Well, Dallas can score, that's for fucking sure. Dallas is favored by 10.5.
It's 9.5.
Oh, I was so close. I would, if it's, see, I like that it didn't jump to 10. So I would take them with the fucking 9.5. Because you gotta win, you at least win by 10 on this one, I think. But like you said, don't ever trust Dallas, so I'm not putting them.
No, don't trust Dallas. And the Giants do cover spreads, mm-hmm. because they often get spreads like this. So I think if you like cover at the Rams last week, mm-hmm. I think you have a chance of, they're going to be in this game at certain points.
Yeah, division rival too.
I don't think that the favorite ever covers this. And I mean, lately, of course, all over the years, Dallas have been favorites. But I remember when New York used to play them at home, back when they had Eli, and they would be 3-point favorites and they would lose the game all the time. And then New York would come into Dallas and win. I mean, we're talking like in the, you know, in the better part of the, mm-hmm. the middle of the 2000s, but you know, between like 2000, 2007, 2012, 13, that kind of time, mm-hmm. not since the Giants have been really shit. But yeah, I would just take the spread here. I would take the 9.5 because like when you look at this team play over the last few weeks and then they come into this situation, and I know it's the same with the Cardinals, but the Cardinals have had 2 wins. This Dallas team have had that 1 win, which they shouldn't even have. Do you know this team should be 100% like losing record?
Oh yeah.
Like 0-4.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So by far. They lucked out.
Mm. So yeah, I mean, even at the end though last week, they're making that comeback as well. So I think that there'll be periods in this game where they're losing again. So that means I'm going to take the spread. I don't think it's going to be a case of they come in, they've got the better players, their defense shows up, they butt fuck this team like they should. They should win this by, you know, by 30 points. But McCarthy couldn't coach anybody to win by 30 points. This Dallas team could go and play a team from college football. They can go and play fucking the Army, and they wouldn't. They wouldn't win by 2 touchdowns. So yeah, not with McCarthy there.
Okay. Indianapolis goes into Cleveland. I had told you earlier that I saw this was at like 2 or 2.5, and I was like, that's all it's at. I said, jump on this as quickly as fucking possible. With
it's 1 now.
It's at 1. Mm-hmm. Here is my lock of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Indianapolis Colts. And they're only giving 1 point.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. As inaccurate as Baker Mayfield is, because he has got that little bit of Mitch in him. He throws a little off, this and that. There will be interceptions in this fucking game. I think I'm totally behind Indianapolis in this one.
Well, you're so certain about it, I'll just go with it, because I didn't see something's changed where whatever you've watched last week, you've turned around and said that this team are going to get through to the AFC Championship game and they're really good and everything. Yeah. But obviously, the line here started at, would you say 3, right?
It was 2.5. They never got to 3. I know that. I got it under 3.
Yeah, so the public have seen them beat Dallas, and maybe they think that. Yeah. Maybe they just still think that Dallas are really good.
See, that's the thing is,
and that's a really good win for the Browns.
Yeah, because that's what I think they think. Oh, look at all the firepower of the fucking Browns. Yeah, well, Dallas's defense is not Indianapolis's defense. It is such a night and day from Dallas to the fucking. They gave up 300 yards rushing. The fucking Colts gave up 28 yards. And they're the number one. It isn't just the fucking Bears they played. They're the number one defense in the league. Sure, they did play Minnesota. They played Jacksonville. And who else did they fucking play?
Indianapolis.
Yeah, Indy. They played Chicago, the Vikings, and the Jacks. Oh, and the Jets, they killed the fucking Jets too. Okay, so there's not that stellar, oh, they've only played trash, right? One of those things. And they lost to one of the trash teams. They still have the number one defense in the league. It is what it is. You only can play who's in front of you. So I guess this is a statement game, and I guess that's what they'll probably use. in the locker room and say, oh, people say we're nothing because we only play garbage. Well, here's an offensive fucking team. So let's see what the fuck they do here. But from what I saw, that's... And I watch my team and I know what my running game at least could do because Montgomery's been really good this year. And they couldn't do anything. So we shall see. Minnesota goes into Seattle. I would say Seattle is favored here by 7.5, if not 8.
It's just... hold on. Well, where is that going? So that's going to be 6.5.
6.5 only. This might be another fucking lock. 6.5. Only got to beat Minnesota by a fucking touchdown. Minnesota looked like shit. They barely beat the fucking Houston last week. If it wasn't for they said the other guy dropped the ball.
Then this is Kirk Cousins on prime time as well. This is a Sunday night game.
Ooh, I have 3 games that I'm like putting up as kind of locked, and I think this is another one here. Do you want to say anything about this one, or go to the Monday night?
Yeah, I want to say 4 words: Kirk Cousins, prime time.
San Diego, as I like to say, goes into New Orleans. Actually, it might be in Indianapolis. How about that? They might be playing in Indianapolis this week instead of New Orleans. So,
what's the reason for that?
Hurricane.
All right.
Meanwhile, who gives a shit? It's not. I love people go. Oh, home. They're home. This year, it doesn't fucking matter. I would say New Orleans is favored here, but I don't think it's crazy. I would say they're favored by. I'm tipping between 6.5 and 7.
It's 7.5.
7.5. San Diego, they do hang around. That is the problem. And I could see New Orleans winning by 7. I wouldn't go near this one. As we've seen, the Chargers are very capable. And it's like, all right, which team is going to show up? The one that plays, you know, Kansas City? Or the ones that get fucking butt-fucked, you know? I mean, he kept up with Tampa Bay, who's got a fucking better defense than New Orleans does.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think Drew has taken a step back from being to the top level that he is, unlike Tom, who's still at the top of his game. I would stay away from this one.
But what are you going to pick if you have to?
If I have to, I would go with New Orleans. If I have to, because I have more faith in New Orleans being New Orleans than I do of us, the Chargers, you know, becoming better. New Orleans has been better for a longer time than,
you
know.
I think that whole thing with, obviously, New Orleans on Monday night or on prime time didn't really work out against Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not Green Bay. This is Chargers team, mm-hmm. but you know, with a new quarterback, and yeah, they played Tampa close, but not once Tampa got going. Like they still blew the lead. They're ahead against the Chiefs, and they blew the lead as well. The week before that, they lost at home to Carolina. So already, this is a team that they compete, but they're not going to the playoffs. So this is kind of a transitional mm-hmm. kind of year for them. I think this is an opportunity. I think in the last part of that game, they obviously got right against Detroit. Well, not the last part, the last 55 minutes. They spent 55 minutes getting right. And they're going to beat the fuck out of somebody now. And I think it might be here mm-hmm. or over the next few weeks. I think they're going to... Let me have a look at the schedule. Because sometimes teams just...
They'll wake
up. All of a sudden, they're taking this criticism, and then you look in a few weeks down the line,
yeah,
and they're like 7-3, and then you're like wondering why. Well, I mean, they're all 7-2, sorry, because they've only lost 2, right?
They're 2-2 right now, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. They could like easily like reel off 5 games if I could actually find this. Every time I put fucking New Orleans in, it starts typing in Netflix. So yeah, but they have that schedule now. So they can win at the home to the Chargers, at home to the Panthers. They should win at the Bears, and then they have to go to the Bucks.
Mm. Yeah, that's what they'll do.
And then after that, they're at home to the 49ers, at home to the Falcons, away to the Broncos, away to the Falcons, away to the Eagles, and then they're at home to the Chiefs and at home to the Vikings. I mean, and then they finish away to the Panthers. Like the home game against the Chiefs is hard, and then the travel to Tampa is difficult.
Yeah,
but they should win every other game.
Yeah,
like so. They should be 12-4 or 11-5 if they slip on a banana peel, mm-hmm. at least. I mean, they're in the playoffs, and along the way to getting to the playoffs, they're going to beat the shit out of some people. So yeah, I don't think there's anything to worry about. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be the number three seed, most likely, behind Seattle and the Packers.
Okay. Your locks of the week. I have three that I'm going strong with.
Go on. Three.
Yes, like...
We're putting this up to three now.
Hey, listen, you give your number one for sure, and here's my other strong thoughts. That's what I guess we do. You know, whatever.
So number one from both of us will mm-hmm. be on the site.
Sure.
Like it's always going to be on the site. Number two and three, if we do that, will be debated as to whether it makes the cut. So yeah.
You know, it's funny because my number one because I don't ever, our bit is that I don't look at the points and I guess them, right? So the only thing I did see was the Indy one where I was so much like, oh, I'm taking this without even thinking about it. But that's the problem. You go through this and you will see other games. You go, well, I'm very strong in that one. But if something else jumps out at you, you go, fuck, well, shit. So now I'm like, my three that I'm debating through is Atlanta over Carolina, because that's pick. Indy and Cleveland, as you're saying, it's like 1.5. And Minnesota, Seattle, which is 6.5. And it's funny, like, the higher the point one, the Minnesota-Seattle one is the one I'm leaning toward as being my fucking lock. God.
So was I, actually.
Yeah, I mean... Hey, listen, if we're both picking the same, we're picking the same. I think that should make our listeners jump on that one for sure if we're both saying it then. So I think we're both saying that. My next one in line is Indy over Cleveland for only 1.5 fucking 1 point. And the other one's the pick'em, if you can get in while it's a pick'em still, and that's Atlanta over Carolina then. That's the three in order.
Yeah.
And the only reason Atlanta won's third is because they haven't won yet. So they got to prove it.
Yeah, I don't see Minnesota keeping up with Seattle. I mean, Seattle looked as bad as they've looked this season last week and still came through and won and covered easily. I think, I haven't got this in front of me, I think Seattle have covered every spread this year. There's Kirk Cousins on prime time. There's Minnesota traveling on the road 2 weeks in a row. There's loads of shit here to take Seattle. Loads of very tried and tested, tried and tested trends and things that have succeeded over the years and made people money. So I would just blindly take that one. Secondary, I think the Jets are so bad, and I originally had this like lined up as my lock, but. Because they burned me 2 weeks in a row, this may still show up on the website as a pick, but I just can't see how the Arizona Cardinals don't beat the shit out of the Jets if Denver did. Mm-hmm. And then the third one for me would be the Steelers. I think the Eagles are frauds. I think they got away with one last week, and then Pittsburgh in this situation off the rest as well. I mean, they're not the ones that got COVID.
Yeah,
They just got a week off. So off the rest, I think they butt fucked the Eagles. And you know what? To be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Even though we're like Cavs forced my hand into this, there is not much difference between these three. I would probably play either of them.
So,
any of them.
So give your what's your best order? First, you're going with Minnesota.
No, I'm going with Seattle.
Yeah,
against
Minnesota. That game.
Yeah, so I think narrowly, just because of the stats, the history involved in it, in terms of Minnesota back-to-back road games, Kirk Cousins on prime time, Seattle off 100% record with the ATS so far.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson being talked about was being the MVP and all this kind of shit. I could just see them like winning this game and looking pretty good on Sunday night. Second edge ahead will be the Steelers 6.5 off a rest last week. Eagles back-to-back road games as well. And the third is going to be Cardinals. They're off two losses. They need to get good, and they get to get right against the worst team in the league. And they are laying just under a touchdown or just on a touchdown. They're laying one touchdown here at 7. So yeah, I think that everybody, all the three picks there are laying 7. Oh, sorry, the Steelers are laying 6.5. They're laying 6.5. But yeah, everybody's.
Steelers are now 6.5. They were 7 last when we were talking.
No, they're 6.5 when we were talking.
You sure? Jesus.
Yeah.
I wrote down 7. Okay, 6.5. Yeah, I really like that then. 6.5. I might have to do that right after we get off the phone because that number's got to change. There's no fucking way. That's too easy.
So what? So that's in your top 3 now?
Oh, yeah. I really like that one. Fucking 6.5, that's it? You got to win by a touchdown. Got to.
Well, that's the thing.
I mean, that's not my top 3, but I mean, that's just another one that I'm going to bet on for sure.
But that's what I mean. Like, with the public, this is why the bookies make money. Because, I mean, the public have done okay this year, but it's things like Cleveland won last week, so let's bet on Cleveland's beat Indy. And the Eagles covered against the 49ers on Sunday, so let's ride them.
Yeah,
this week, when in fact this league very much works the opposite way to that. Like, teams that look good look shit the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Teams that look shit, they come back and win. Like, these are professional footballers, right? They all wanted to do this since they were kids. They all came from like colleges. Like, how many college? The percentage of college players that get to the NFL is what, about 10% or less?
Yeah,
right. So this is the elite of the elite. It's when it comes down to who wins these games.
Mm-hmm.
It's marginal factors and sometimes, like, when all the preparation is, when everything is done right, because obviously they've got the best coaches, the best equipment, the best everything. So when everything has come right, those margins often come to fruition where the better team does win. But actually, you get so many upsets because the margins are so small, and sometimes not everything's right, and not every player is healthy, and all the bounces of the ball, you know, the rubber to green doesn't go your way. And that's how you get more upsets here than anything else that I bet on. But the thing is that over the years, since, you know, I started doing this, I started putting this on my service like in 2013, I've now, you know, learned to pick when to either take the upset or when to actually sit off people and not think that they're necessarily going to... Like, I'm, in all honesty, as much as I'm a supporter, I'm actually looking less and less now to take Green Bay to cover spreads, because we're going to miss a spread or something at some point. We're going to get sucked into a close game against a shit team.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, as I say that, I know there'll be people ready to bet against us when they'll look at what we were at the start of the season and be like, oh, Packers are going to lose. When are the Packers going to lose? And immediately off the bye, when we return, I think we return. Let me just have a look if this is correct, because I think immediately off the bye, we go to Tampa, and people will be wanting to. Yeah, well,
that'd be that great. Game.
They'll be wanting to bet against the Packers and bet on Tom Brady against Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And off that bye, we're gonna destroy the Bucks when we come off that bye. We're gonna destroy them. So that's not going to be the Packers' loss. It'll be something where you're not even looking at it. Like
It could be. I mean, that fucking those rivalry games. Everyone always plays fucking tight.
It'll be like when we go to the Colts in one, two, three, four, five, six weeks. We go to the Colts. And I think that. To me, that looks like the that honestly, like, even I know you're not a fan of the Packers,
yeah,
but go and look at the schedule. And now that the 49ers are not mm-hmm. as good as we thought they were going to be,
yeah,
and you know we have to go to the Bucs, and you know we have to go to the 49ers, and you know we have to go to the Colts.
Yeah,
I would think that we win 2 out of 3 of those.
See, that's the thing. I want to see them against a very capable team.
What about, we beat the Saints already?
I don't know if the Saints are the Saints. That, like I said, like this week, I'm like, well, let's see where the Saints are, because I really don't have faith anymore with
okay,
the Saints.
Okay, let's pick the rest mm-hmm. of these Packers games okay, for me, right? Okay, away to Tampa.
Okay, I could see that one being Tampa. Okay, that I'll give you the ones that I think are possible that the Packers lose. So that'll be one.
Away to the Texans.
No.
A home to the Vikings.
No.
Away to the 49ers.
Not anymore, no.
At home to the Jags.
No, but I think that's close. For some reason, I'll say that's close. And I don't know why, but I just don't trust
in Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those weird fucking things. I don't think they're going to fucking Jacksonville win, but I think that could be one of those bite in the asses.
Oh my God, that's going to be the week where we don't cover the spread, because it's going to be set at like 17.
That's points. What I think so too. It'll be set so fucking high. I'll be like, mm-mm, nah.
Yeah, but that's not going to be the loss. Okay, at the Colts.
Possible. So that's so two. Think, yeah, I'll go on the loss side, sure.
At home to the Bears.
Home, no.
At home to the Eagles.
No.
At the Lions.
No. They play them tough, but no, not anymore.
At home to the Panthers.
No.
At home to the Titans.
We'll say yes on that one just because it's... I still have yet to see what the fucking Titans are, but...
And then the final game is at the Bears.
Possible. Flip a coin at that point. Because right, so you know what? All your guys might be sitting down that week. You know?
Okay, so...
not going to play anyone.
Let's say we are. So you sure. you still got us to 13-3.
Yeah.
Like, and you gave us
and that's
every
iffy. Yeah.
And you gave us every possible loss against the toughest teams that we play against.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at Seattle, they are at home to the Vikings this week. They then go to the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
They're then at home to the 49ers. Then they go to the Bills.
Yeah, okay.
Then they go to the Rams. Mm. Then they're at home to the Cardinals. Then they go to the Eagles, at home to the Giants, at home to the Jets, away to Washington. That is a really easy stretch. Yeah. At home to the Rams, and then away to the 49ers to finish. But they
yeah, it's their own division that's the only hard part for them.
Well, they got to go to the Bills, and I don't think they'll win that game.
Either. Yeah, that's because it's traveling fucking east. I could see that too. And then I would think, okay, you split the Rams one. You might even split the fucking Arizona one. Arizona beat them when they were no good. So that's another tough one that they play their own division, you know?
But it's a lot more difficult to get them. I mean, you're really taking, when you're looking at the Packers and saying, okay, they're going to lose at the Colts and the Bears potentially. So they got to go to the Colts and the 49ers and the Bears and the Bucks, and you're saying they'll lose 3 of the 4. I say they lose 2 of the 4. And end up at 14-2. There's no way Seattle are going to get through the schedule at 14-2. And then if you've looked up the number one seeding at Lambeau in the playoffs, and you only have to win 2 games, like. They have to be in the Super Bowl.
See, and then I think, too, I go, well, unless there's any fans either, I don't really... I mean, you get the cold, at least. That's fucking help. Unless they change shit, because they talked about the playoffs being in a fucking bubble. I'm like, oh, fuck. Then why even have home field advantage, if that's the case?
Well, they would do the whole playoffs in Florida.
Yeah, like they would do. Yeah, they would take... it. So then... Because if someone gets sick of the playoffs, they're fucked. It fucks everything up at that point. So... I could see that possibly being, or they would talk about like having everyone in a hotel and like they are not allowed to leave once the game is over. They are in their hotels and they do not go home. one of those type of things. But then you got to fucking travel, you know? That's the problem.
It's crazy this is going on in October, and it's like all crazy that it could be going on in January as well.
Yeah, I know. Like nothing changes, right? My God.
Then the thing like literally has made it through the whole year by January or February.
Well, that is it. That is the show for you. We gave you a big extra show. Like I said, you can find my nonsense at Lingus Mafia on Twitter. And you know what, Billy? I am stuck at 666. I need more followers. So help a nigga out, won't you? What about you, Billy? Where can I find you?
Yeah, so I'm here. We do a wrestling show. I'll give you my whole week. We'll get this show finished eventually, but I'll give you my whole week. So on Tuesday morning, I'm on the wrestling show with Cav. On Wednesday morning, we do this NFL show. I then post this podcast up at lockbetting.com, where you get all of my podcasts and all of my bets. And obviously, if you sign up for the top package, you'll be included as part of the, you get to be my WhatsApp group, and there's a P&L for that. So what that means is that all the bets for the 125 package are tracked and you're guaranteed a profit. We've tracked that for 89 months in a row. And that's the pinned tweet at my gambling account, which is at SGP Soccer. SGP is where I do my soccer podcasts. We have the Bundesliga show and the EPL show out on Thursdays and Fridays. And the other Patreon I have is the dirtysheets.com. That's for your wrestling news. And you can purchase a combat pack for UFC, boxing, and WWE picks. But as I always say, like get the $125 package over at lockbetting.com. Try it out. You're paying $125 for a minimum of winning $2,000. I mean, that's the bare minimum. I don't think I've ever met recently. I've not ever made as little as $2,000 in a month. That's probably the worst month. I would think people would be disappointing with that.
He's like the Aaron Rodgers of gambling. His worst one is people's best one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the honestly, when we hit it's like when we hit these little patches of like we lose for a couple of days or whatever. The mood in this group is fucking unbelievable. It's like Jesus. Like, do you actually understand the reality of what other people are doing with their services? But I don't know. I think. It's just, I always try and tell myself, like, this is the expectations that you've set for yourselves. And if people leave or ever, they always come back. They always, and they know that as well, because when they leave, I always get the message of, oh, yeah, I need to take a break from gambling for a bit. And, I got problems. I've got problems in my job or whatever. And some people are probably telling the truth, but they all come back because I don't think
some people are degenerates.
Yeah. But some people like to go and like try something else. Or whatever. But the thing is that, yeah, like those losing days that we have are like so much less than others. And you'll see them, like the P&L that I post up on at SGP Soccer is so fucking transparent. The wins are in black and the reds and the losses are in red. So like you can see like the strings of black and red where it comes out. And sometimes there is a little bit of red. It seems it's weird because, like, even though it's nothing to do with playing the sports, you actually do end up getting weirdly like streaky. There's something wrong with like, you know, this gambling mentality as well, where you can like kind of lose it for a couple of days and you can go on a losing streak. It's really weird. It's like you don't play the sport, but you can still have that kind of sports jitters. As such, it's hard to explain why it happens. I get sometimes, you know, you think it's just coincidence, or, you know, you get one guy and sometimes I get one guy in the group who fucking asks me loads of questions and I had to make a massive change, Cav, to my whole business this over the last few weeks, because the group chat where the bets were posted, some of these new guys come in and they were getting like fucking super chatty, and I was getting messages from these other guys saying, hey, I'm gonna have to leave the service because I'm missing a ton of bets. No, I'm missing a ton of in-play bets as well. So I'd be like, so I split the groups up. I was like, this is going to be plays. Nobody talks in this group. Uh-huh. I was like, in the second group, it's called chat. So there's lock betting plays and lock betting chat. So if you want to chat, and the thing is, the chat is this. Yay, we scored. What was the, oh, he's shit. Yeah. Oh, what was that? It's like, we don't need.
Like you're texting buddies.
Yeah, it's like, we don't need to to be saying any of this. Yeah. But so we have one group, which is a clean streamline, a stream of me giving them information, me talking only, my bets, my opinions, my podcasts. And then the other one is for those that like to chat. So we have both now. We have like a social group. So if you don't have many friends, like, you can just join to meet a bunch of people that will talk to you about sports. The other one is the business group. It's all like plays and things like that. So yeah, it's really been tidied up. I think this whole service is at like the best place that it's been, and it's now like just so easy to make money. Because the other thing is with that chat group, so sometimes they ask questions about this spread and what does this mean or whatever. The other guys in there, the degenerate gamblers, they'll explain everything to them. So
there you go.
It's actually like, first of all, I didn't want to do it, and I was like, fuck this, I need to set up a chat group now and a plays group. But then I got some guys in there who have made it easier for me, because they'll explain gambling to the guys that didn't understand gambling. So yeah, I mean, there's no better time to join up for that.
All right. That is it, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you here at the same bat time, same bat channel next week. And let us know if you made any money from just listening to this, because we tell you how much we're making every week. And as Billy knows, I'm not a crazy gambler. Like, I put down a couple bucks here and there. So think about how much I've had to win from going from 100 to get to 400. So that's a lot of gambling and a lot of winning to get there. If I was like Billy, just doing it by hundreds and fifties at a time, I'd be well over a couple thousand dollars. But I like to take my time.
And then spent that all these. He spent all of that on flowers yesterday.
No, that was only a hundy. And I still have it all in my my account for my gambling online. I'm waiting till it gets to 500 so I can take it out, and then I'll buy the PlayStation with that. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Kev Manning. He's Billy Botti. We'll see you next week.